If anyone who knew me back then would happen to see me that week in early November of 1991 on Avenue U in the Sheepshead area of Brooklyn's Brighton Beach, I probably wouldn't have been recognized given my scraggly beard, long, greasy hair, and soiled, tattered army field jacket. One would wonder how a refined, college-educated, former Green Beret captain like myself ended up on the street, living off pocket change passers-by threw at my feet, careful not to get too close to me. I was new to this homeless game, which made my survival on the frigid streets more difficult than I could ever have imagined. I wasn't to be out there long, just a little over 6 days and nights, but it was long enough for me to promise myself that should I ever for real find myself rock bottom, having fallen off the world and wallowing in bleak desperation, before I'd make a career of living out of a dumpster and sleeping in a cardboard box, I'd go begging elsewhere, begging my ex-wife to take me back. Well, maybe I wouldn't go that far. So considering I was of good mind, was well off financially, and had a closet full of nice business suits, why was I on the street begging with people like John the Baptist, a derelict preaching fiery sermons about the coming of the Lord, sweet old Mildred Jones, who had dwelt there the longest, and Crazy Carl, an obvious schizophrenic? You can thank my boss for that. Taking up the lifestyle of a derelict was an eye-opening experience for me. Before that little stint on the street, I was one of those people who walked on by the homeless, uncaring and apathetic, turning my head to avoid eye contact. Now, being relegated to that level of wretched humanity, I was seeing through my new eyes the person I used to be. My new circumstances had compelled me to do that. I had been thrust into the role of a nobody, watching people going about their busy lives, stepping around or intentionally ignoring me and people like me. So who were most of these passers-by? A few were tourists, of course, but most were Brighton Beach area residents, about 70% ethnic Russians, many from nearby apartment complexes. I figured there were three categories of the Russians. First, a smattering of common folk, the ladies looking peasant-like in their long, plain dresses and scarves, and the men dressed in blue or black shirts and trousers, wearing either newsboy-style caps or ushankas. Secondly, a few might be of the upper crust, women adorned in furs, diamonds, and gold jewelry, generally patronizing high-end places such as Maxim's, the Russian Boutique, and Carmelo's. Their men wearing traditional black suits, vests, dress hats, and an occasional calf-length fur coat. And then there was that rat pack of teens who were never found in anything that would identify them as Russian, preferring instead to go with the old Navy, Nike, and American Eagle tracksuit look. Even though 20% of the passers-by might be living below the poverty line, no Russians that I ever saw or heard were actually living on the street. That scenario was 20-plus years ago when I, a special agent in the FBI's organized crime section, was temporarily assigned to one of the special operation units in New York City. I was a pretend vagrant, doing my best to convince the three aforementioned unfortunates that I was one of them. My boss had planted me on the street outside the posh Russian restaurant, Zhivago's, on Avenue U. He promised me I wouldn't have to spend more than a week camped there, but as I also knew shit is wont to happen, there was no guarantee I would soon be back in my apartment enjoying a couple slices of Brooklyn Di Fara pizza, my lazy boy recliner I call my Big Easy, and the New York Jets on my 36-inch Sony TV. Here's what was going on back then. A decade before the new millennium, as the Soviet Union was taking its last breath, rising from the ashes of post-perestroika Russia, came remnants of the former KGB and Soviet Army leadership to join forces with already established Russian mob bosses in America's largest city to set up as many as a dozen crime operations.